Welcome to the Rocky Messages Podcast. Rocky is a gathering of people that want to know Jesus and love like him. If you hear something today that you'd like to know more about, you should check out our other podcast, Rocky Unscripted, where we take a topic and through conversation and study, we go a little bit deeper. And right now, let's join today's message.
Amen. Amen. Frederick Campus, good to see all of you here today. Niwot Campus, great to have you joining us live. And then everybody online, wherever you're watching, it's good to have you here. I know we have some guests here today, even though it's daylight savings time. It's a little crazy now that our phones do that for us. I walked in the kitchen this morning. I was like, whoa, the time is different, right? But it's good to see all of you actually here and ready to go today. If you're a guest today, here's what I want to say. Today's going to be a little bit different. We've had a couple family conversations in the last month because we have some transition happening in our church, and it's all good. Everything's going on is good things. But 3 weeks ago, I just got up on stage and I shared with both campuses that God had placed a call on my life and my family's life. And we, after 11 years of being here, we're moving to Phoenix, Arizona in April. And I'm going to be taking the lead pastor position at Central Christian Church in Phoenix, which came to a shock to a lot of people because it has been 11 years. Man, my 12-year-old, this is Rocky Mountain Christian Church is all that he's known. My 21-year-old, we've been in Colorado in this area for 20 years almost. It'll be 20 in August. And that's pretty much all my family has known. And so we made that announcement, but within the announcement, I shared and just shared how much I love this place, but that God was calling us. And then right after me, James Whitler, our chairman of the elders, got up and shared some really good news. That you hear that, but the really good news was that Matt Cody, our campus pastor here at the Frederick campus, who's been here with us for 10 years, that he was the guy that our elders were jumping in with and having conversations with and interviewing for this position. And so the elders, I want you to understand what they do. Their job is to just kind of put the guardrails and the boundaries around our vision, our mission, our values, and our core beliefs, what we see the Bible saying and making sure we're sticking with Scripture. And then the one position, like the one position that they oversee as far as staff is the lead pastor position. And so when I said that I was transitioning, they were tasked with the job of finding who that next person was. And so James Whitler shared kind of the process, shared what we were going to be doing. And then we announced a couple weeks ago that a big announcement was happening today. And so I'm going to ask James Whitler if he would come on up. And I know we have some elders in the service at Niwot. We've got James coming up here. These guys have done an incredible job of working through this process. And so I want you just to say thank you and show some appreciation to them as James comes to share.
First of all, good morning, Rocky. I'm excited to be here. And as I start out, really what I want to first say is thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Many of you have caught us after service at both campuses, out in the lobby. You've caught us at the grocery store, in parking lots. Yeah, you have, and it's been great. I think that's what makes Rocky special. Right, is it's not just where we show up on Sunday, it's also where we do community and life together. So you've caught us, man. I was even at the school at some basketball games a couple weeks ago, and somebody said, hey, praying for you guys, praying for Rocky. So thanks. I mean, others, you guys have texted us, you've emailed us saying the exact same thing. Hey, we're praying for you guys, we're praying for Rocky. And the other thing I know because it's Rocky, and that is this, every time that God's put it on your heart to pray for us, you have. And we definitely as elders have felt that. You know, there's times in life we walk through a little bit of uncertainty. There's other times where it's like, even though it's uncertain, it's good because you know you're walking where you're supposed to. And part of that's prayer. So thank you guys for that. Okay, so now, right? What is the update? Let's get to that. So as you guys knew, I shared this a couple weeks ago, when we first learned that Sean was leaving for his call to Phoenix. We learned that a couple months ago. So it's been a busy couple of months for us. Good, but busy. And that time has been filled. Again, you're going to probably hear this theme a lot. But it was prayer. It was filled us with prayer, fervent prayer by us as elders for Rocky, our future. But in my opinion, and all of the elders' opinion, most importantly, that it wouldn't be our will, right? That we would be aligning with where God's leading Rocky and our future. So there's been countless meetings as we kind of touch base, had updates, planned next steps. And this last week, no exception to that. In fact, just a couple days ago, we met. And as a result of that meeting, as well as our prayers, and then just the selection process that we've been working through, we're here this morning, and here it is to say this. We strongly feel led to recommend to you, Rocky, our congregation at both campuses, to call Matt Cody to be our next lead pastor here at Rocky. Yeah, I agree. That is great news. In fact, we think Matt is uniquely qualified and the best person to lead that. So I want to take a few minutes. You know, we've talked a little bit about the selection process. I want to talk with you a little bit about our heart and then, of course, why we think Matt is the best person for that. As I've said, again, no secret, when we first got together, the first thing for us to do was to come up with a selection process. Kind of dusted off, you know, it hadn't been used for a number of years. Hey, and that's a good thing, right? We've also talked about this. This will be our third lead pastor in 40 years. Guys, that speaks to this church, the body. It speaks to who Alan was as our founding pastor. It speaks to who Sean has been the last 11 years. So we looked to dust that off, update it. To us, though, the selection process wasn't just about finding somebody that taught and preached from a biblical perspective. And don't get me wrong, that's very important. But it was also about leadership characteristics. It was about interpersonal competencies in the sense of leading staff, being part of our community. It was also about understanding culture, right? Where we are and who we find ourselves being as Rocky and also interacting with our community here on the Front Range. And so, you know, a little bit of background. So the elders come from a whole variety, which is a good thing, of backgrounds. So we come from areas such as finance, government, risk management, medicine, the tech sector, and even the law. And so part of that is we're used to on a daily basis as part of our jobs, right, advising boards or advising executives, being part of or leading a selection process to find either specialized individuals or finding, you know, someone to lead a specialized project. Sure, so we do that, and we've had experience, but to us, this was something different. What was different about it? Well, it's our church, right? It's our community. So the way we approached this was what I think probably any of you guys would do, and that is the love and care of a Rocky partner. So we put ourselves, you know, selection process aside of, hey, what's it like? We're going to approach this from somebody that's setting out on a Sunday morning. We're going to approach it from, you know, those young parents that are dropping their kids off the first time at Rocky Kids. That's been at least experience in my family. Many of the elders of their family, some of them are still in that. Another one that we find ourselves in as the Whittlers is, what about those parents that are dropping their teens off, right? Making that transition to Rocky Youth. And then even just Rocky aside, there's a whole host of programs that we participate in, right? From our special needs prom to other ministries. And it doesn't even have to be that somebody's a Rocky partner, maybe just interacting with Rocky itself. So we approached it from that aspect too. And what I'm really getting at is to us, it wasn't just about coming up with a selection process that we could check boxes and we could just go find a person. To us, it was about who is Rocky? What's its motto, right? Are we going to find somebody? We talk about knowing Jesus and loving like him. The know is more than just with your head. It's with your heart. And that's what we wanted to find. Somebody that would also lead with values that we talk about around here, right? First things first, for the one, go together, show up, all those. Someone that's going to lead as a part of their life. So from the very beginning, once we had kind of figured this out and what our heart was and had a conversation with Matt and knew that he was going to be, he would like to be considered, we knew we had a strong candidate, right? A strong candidate that could preach and teach. And it's not just so much what he shares from stage, but it's the ability to connect, the ability to understand what you and I, because he's just an everyday Joe too, right, is going through in our daily lives, the highs, the lows, the challenges, the celebrations, all of that. And he does a really good job at it. And I don't think that really comes as a surprise. But something that we found ourselves asking, and it was this: how do we know Matt's the best person for the job? In fact, I had this question rolling around in my head. A couple weeks ago, I gave a really good friend a call. And this friend is a confident, he's another Christian leader. In fact, he leads one of the largest Christian search and recruiting organizations in the United States. A little bit of background, he's got 15 years of experience, literally interviewed thousands of candidates, and over that time has helped, I think, like over 3,000 churches find a pastor. And so I was calling again as just a friend to kind of download. We'd heard from a number of church leaders, other pastors, as we talked to them, that Matt would make a great candidate. And so I just wanted some unvarnished truth of a friend, a little bit of veteran insight. And as we had a good conversation, he's downloaded a lot to me, but really to summarize it, here's what he said. He's like, James, he said, Matt is a top caliber candidate, and he'd be a great candidate for lead pastor, whether it's at Rocky or any other church. So why are we excited as elders for Matt to assume the helm, if you will, of Rocky? Like I said, we knew he's a great pastor, but we wanted to dive deeper. So I want to share a little bit of those. I actually have 8 of them. I don't feel bound by 3 points. I don't normally preach, right? I'm an elder, so I get to have 8. So sorry for the number, but I think it's important as part of that process for you guys to hear what we learned as we went through it. So the first thing, and that's this: Matt is scripturally sound and believes in the doctrines on which our faith is founded. And you're probably sitting there going, well, sure. I mean, that seems pretty foundational. It seems pretty fundamental. Why wouldn't he be? And what I would say is, actually, you're exactly right. That's the point, right? Is anybody that's going to be leading Rocky, we approach this as, let's not have any assumptions, right? Let's approach it as a thorough vetting process. And it's important that whoever leads Rocky next has that foundation, because whatever you build on the foundation, right, is going to depend on its strength. And so those were some good conversations we have, or had, with Matt. Number two, Matt has impeccable character. It's been a joy through the last number of years to see him interact as I have behind the scenes in some different situations, and just see that character, that integrity show through. Matt also exemplifies Rocky's values and its motto. He actually lives them out on a daily basis. Something else, many of us know Matt, right, at least the last 10 years, and so we think of him as having 10 years of experience, and that actually is less than half. Matt has over 20 years of ministry experience. And why do I find that important? Why do the elders find that important? Just that exact word, experience. It means that with that comes a veteran mindset. With that comes the pressure of being in different situations, being exposed to that, learning from mistakes. It means that it's a leader that understands how to lead with vision, right? But it's also coupled with proceeding with humility. That's very important for whoever leads, in this case, Matt. Another thing I think that's really important, and again, we don't trumpet it because, again, at Rocky, our feeling is part of our ethos, right? It's servant leadership. And that is, he's had a dual role the last couple of years. And what do I mean by that? Well, he's been our operations pastor as well as our campus pastor. Let's break operations pastor. That's just a lot of church speak in a lot of ways. What it means is he understands the day-to-day operations of Rocky, from setting a budget, carrying out a budget, overseeing part of the HR department, facilities, roof, plumbing. I think it's important in leading staff to understand what they're going through. It's also good to understand, right, how to be a good steward of our generosity. That's part of that setting a budget and following it. Another one, this has come through, and that is this. Rocky is super blessed to have Matt. I can't tell you the number of people that we spoke with that said, man, if we had a lead pastor position, we want somebody like Matt applying to lead our church. And finally, number eight, as we wrap all this up, and that is this. Matt has a deep abiding passion for our community, for the Front Range where we find ourselves. It's interesting, just yesterday, I was helping not only coach, but ref over here at the Fred campus, and was chatting with one of our site coordinators. And one of the refs come up, and he's like, I was looking at the ref schedule, and I don't see Matt anywhere. He's usually here. Like, you just take the day off? What they don't understand is actually Matt does take his day off to come help out. And something, and I say this respectfully, I don't know if you know this, but Matt and his family, they're not a basketball family, okay? But here's what they are. They're a Rocky family. They show up and volunteer whenever it's needed. It's not just basketball. It's our food drives. It's our mission trips. Again, it's that servant leadership. It's that deep passion for Rocky and whatever its mission is, whatever God calls us to, he leads a Rocky First family. So, hey, I know most of us know Matt. Here's what I also know. I know that in the last several weeks, after Christmas, after New Year's, we have new people, new families here at Frederick. That's just awesome. Same at Niwot. I know even the last few weeks, we've had some people join us, families. They may even be online now. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead and call up Matt and Vanessa, let him introduce himself. So let's do that.
After reffing six basketball games yesterday, it's nice to hear some nice things said about me. That's really good. I think a lot of the coaches yesterday would also think I'm a better pastor than ref. So anyways, good to, it's good to be here, James. Thanks for, man, all the generous words. And most of you recognize my face, but this is my wife, Vanessa, if you've not had the opportunity to meet her. And also, I think there's a picture of our kiddos. We've got four daughters ranging from 18 all the way down to 11 years old. And next month will be our 10-year anniversary that we arrived at Rocky. Our first Sunday here was Easter 10 years ago. And when we were kind of trying to figure out what the next step would be for us as a family in ministry, as we were looking at the different opportunities, there was something that really stood out about this church and this community. Vanessa and I really felt like this decision was going to be the decision where our kids would say, wherever we landed, that's where they grew up. And when we toured this area and chatted with Sean and leadership here, really felt like this is where God was calling us. And after 10 years here, I can definitely say we are really thankful for the choice that we made in God's leadership. It's been an amazing 10 years here, and have enjoyed every part of it. Like you, when I heard the news about Sean's departure, I was bummed. I was bummed. And Sean is one of my guys, and it's been an honor and a privilege to lead underneath his leadership. And he's had more influence in my leadership and just as a pastor over the last 10 years. And so to see him go, I was a little bummed for that. I told him I'm going to be calling him a lot in the future, and so you better pick up because I got some questions, and I know he's in my corner, so super thankful for him. But in the midst of the news of his departure, also some excitement about the possibility of what could be, and so incredibly honored and grateful that the elders gave me a call, and over this process has been really encouraging and uplifting. And so the beauty of our church, this is a reminder for all of us. We know this is God's church first and foremost. This is our community that Vanessa and I and our girls have been a part of. So they have the opportunity to step into this role is really exciting for us. And for many of you who've reached out the last couple of weeks with texts and phone calls and just coffees and lunches, even the applause this morning, just know it means a ton to us. We have felt your prayers, and we're really excited for what is to come. So next Sunday, we're going to show up, and let's rock the vote. You know what I mean? Let's get our vote on and trust God as we continue to move forward.
All right. So we'll close up here before I turn it back over to Sean and Amanda. Hey, next steps, and here's what they are. First of all, show up next Sunday. So it's September 17th. Second step, which flows out of that, we're going to have a short congregational meeting. Just think of that as a family meeting. What does that mean? It means that we're going to be voting to affirm the elders' recommendation. So if you're 16 years or older, call Rocky your home. Please come join us. Next Sunday. Hey, and final thing as part of that, go check out Matt's bio that's up now on our lead pastor landing page. Learn a little bit more about he and about Vanessa and as well as their four kids. Let's do this as we close out the update. I'd love everybody just go ahead and stand up. Stand up at NIWAT. If you're at home or joining us somewhere else, obviously if you're driving, please don't stand up. But let's do this. If you feel comfortable, I want you to reach out your hands towards Matt and Vanessa. I'm going to go ahead and put my hand on his shoulder. Paul talked about this. James did too as he wrote his letters. And that is when we gather to pray, if we have the opportunity, let's either stretch out our hands or lay hands on one another. And let's just pray over this. So, Lord, we come before you this morning. God, we just thank you. As Matt said, it's your church. God, it's not Sean's church. It's not Matt's church. It's not the elders' church. God, it's not even our church that goes here. It's your church. And Lord, our whole prayer the whole time has been, may we not be our will, but your will. May we align with where you're going. And God, we're excited for what that future brings. Lord, I'm always reminded that in your kingdom, it's not a zero-sum game. It's not this or that. And it's not even both, Lord. It's not additive. It's actually truly multiplicative. If you can take just a few fish and a few loaves and multiply it beyond imagination, Lord, I know there's something going on in the kingdom. God, it's in Phoenix where Sean's going, and Lord, it's also here in Rocky. It's in NIWAT. It's in Frederick. It's in our Front Range community. God, we thank you for it. We look forward to it with expectancy. And Lord, just pray over Matt and Vanessa this next week. We pray over the congregation during the next week as well. Bring us back together in health and ready for what you have in front of us. Lord, it's in your name that we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome, awesome. Frederick Campus, you can take a seat. And it's been interesting for me. I am so excited. But it's been a little bit crazy in the last couple of weeks because everywhere I go, you guys have questions for me. And so I'm in the grocery store and I've got people walking up going, is it going to be him? Is that, you know, just asking the question. And I was at my daughter's state championship game yesterday and I had people asking me there. And then 2 weeks ago, it was funny. I make the announcement and at NIWA, because you guys know Matt. I mean, you guys are like, it's not only that you see him teach every other week, but you see him in the lobby and you see him in the community and you see his family and you know them. And so there's, but at NIWAT, Matt is primarily here. And so for the NIWAT campus, they see him on the screen a lot and teaching, and they know him through the stories that he tells, but not a lot of like just physical interaction of seeing him. And I had this little old guy walk up to me and just kind of come up and he goes, now, I just need you to know that we all, and when he was saying we all, he was talking about the former chapel people, the traditional people at the NIWA campus. And he says, we all want it to be him. Like, you know that, right? Like, we want it to be him. I mean, he was at the campaign speech and everything ready to go. And that was just such a cool thing for me, just to see and to see all of you guys, because I tell you, there has been no better partner in the last 10 years in ministry than that guy right there for me. And I'm so grateful. So grateful. And not just Matt, man, his family is so incredibly involved. All his girls are involved in all kinds of different things here at the church. But Vanessa, I don't think I've got enough fingers to list all the different ministries, whether it be Kenya, whether it be serving in our community and some of the local and global outreach that we do, small groups, basketball, children's ministry, our media team, so incredibly involved in this place. And I'm grateful to both of them and just love watching them raise their family here and excited about it. I do want to, you know, you hear me talking about Matt, but I do want to say something to all of you. And I want to say something to all the NIWOC, or to the online campus, and Amanda's talking to the NIWOC campus now, but James mentioned the word partnership, and he mentioned the word partner. And some of you might come in, and when we talk about this kind of thing, say, hey, we're going to vote, and James mentions, what's a partner around here? You're 16 years old and older, and you're involved in our values and all this stuff. Why the word partner? Because I don't know about you. When I grew up in church, it wasn't the word partner, right? It was the word what? Is you're a member. Is you're a member of the church, right? You're a member. And when I got here to Rocky, I just remember 11 years ago, we started asking questions about that word. And we just said, you know what a member does? A member pays their dues to get the services that they want. And they participate as much or as little as they want in things. And we just said, hey, that's not the picture of the gospel that we see. Like we think it's deeper than any word membership. It's something bigger, this idea of partnership. And I want you to see where that comes from. Philippians chapter 1, Paul's writing to the church, maybe even the church. He loved the church in Ephesus. He loved all the churches that he started. The church in Ephesus is actually the last one that he sees before he goes to Jerusalem, gets arrested, gets carted off to Rome, and then later on gets executed for his faith. But the church in Philippi is the one that he writes to with this like extreme gratitude, because Paul was in jail when he's writing this. And understand, the Roman government, when you were in a Roman government's jail, they did not take care of you as far as food, anything like that. What you had to have was people on the outside that were coming, bringing food, bringing sustenance, clothing, all those things. And the church in Philippi, he thinks it's a thank you note for the generosity of their church. And so what he writes in Philippians 1, 3 through 6, he says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your what? Your partnership. Your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Guys, sometimes when you translate, you know, the New Testament is written in Greek. The original version is written in Greek. And then the Old Testament is written in Hebrew. And sometimes when you take words from one language and you translate them to another, they capture the idea. But what they don't do is they don't capture the depth of the idea. And so that word partnership right there is actually the Greek word koinonia. And if you're familiar and maybe heard that word preached about, it's been preached about a lot, because it's not just the word partnership, it's actually the word fellowship. And if you got a history in church like I do, I mean, I've been in church since the day I was born. My dad was a pastor, and that word fellowship, it kind of has this connotation of gatherings and friendship, right? I mean, we had fellowship halls, we had fellowship dinners, potlucks, you remember that kind of thing, right? And it was that idea of we're gonna fellowship together. It was like, hey, you're gonna come over for the Super Bowl party, we're gonna hang out, and we're going to fellowship. It was the idea of friendship, which koinonia captures that idea. But it's about that deep of what the idea is. So the NIV actually takes it and says partnership. But partnership in the English language doesn't capture it either. Because you think about the idea of partnership, you can have a business partnership and not even like the other business partner that you have. It's just mutually beneficial financially for you to be in that partnership. What Paul's talking about here is he's talking about the idea of partnership and fellowship that actually has the definition of working side by side. Working side by side in the trenches for a mission that you're trying to accomplish. And you think about it, the last 11 years, what have we been trying to accomplish? It's the same thing that we were trying to accomplish the previous 29 years, right? But in the last 11 years, the way we have said it is our mission is to what? Is to know Jesus and to love like him. To know and to love. And that's why I say when we talk partnership, when I talk about that guy, what I'm saying is that partnership is not just some kind of partnership or some kind of friendship that we've had. Dude, we have been side by side in the trenches for the last 11 years, and everything that you've seen happen here, last 10 years, everything that you've seen happen here in the last 10 years, reshaping our values, hiring every staff member, getting our name out there in the community, because when I first came here, man, we were doing some incredible things, but most of it was inside the walls of the church. Matt Cody was the one that came and said, hey, we need to get out in our schools. We need to start working in our schools. And we started doing that. And man, God has just done some incredible things through it. That partnership is side by side in the trenches, living out our values of first things first, go together for the one and show up. Now, let me say this. That partnership is not just a partnership that we have. Man, that partnership goes all the way through our church. And so next week, when you come, here's what you're doing. You're not just going to affirm Matt Cody as the next lead pastor of Rocky Mountain Christian Church. What you have the opportunity to do as a church is reaffirm yourself. Reaffirm yourself, because here's the deal. Rocky Mountain Christian Church has never been about just coming in and sitting in a seat. It's never been about membership of like, you know, whatever, just coming and like getting what you need. What Rocky Mountain Christian Church has been about is about getting in the trenches, working side by side, every single one of us, every win, every change, every good thing that has happened has not just been because of our staff or our elders, it's been because of all of you. And I'm telling you, I'm just incredibly grateful. 11 years ago, I stood on this stage on September 12th. And I remember Alan Algram stood there with me and he introduced me and he made the statement at the very end. He said, hey, the best is yet to come. And I believe that with all my heart. I had somebody ask me that doesn't know Matt well, knows me well, but doesn't know Matt well. And they came up after and they were like, hey, what do you think? Guys, nothing would please me more than to see the guy that I've been working with for 10 years, been in the trenches with, see what our elders have done and see what an incredible job that they've gone through, this thorough process and leadership that they've got, just the entrenchment in this place that his family has. Nothing would make me happier than to see the next 11 or the next 20 or the next 25, Matt Cody leading and leading us in what it means to know Jesus and to love like him. Paul ends up with this, and I love it. He says, and this is my prayer. This is my prayer. That your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ Jesus, filled with the what? The fruit. Know Jesus. It's not just about knowing Jesus, but it's about living out the fruit of his love that affects our community. Be in the kind of place that if this place went away, would our community even notice? Would they care? Guys, 11 years later, I think they care. And I think what God's been doing through all of you is pretty incredible. And I think the best is yet to come. And he says, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and to the praise of God. So, church, next week, when you come and you just declare yourself as a partner next week, what you're doing is you're affirming Matt Cody as the lead pastor of this place. And then what you're also doing is you're saying, I'm in side by side with that guy, with the elders, with the rest of the staff, and with every other person in this place. And man, I hope you do that, because I believe in this place. I think it's gonna be amazing. There's been a couple questions. Some people said, it's spring break. I'm gonna be out of town. If Matt misses by 2 votes, is it my fault? No, it's not. It's not. I think you saw from the applause in this place a few different times today what people think about this guy, and it's going to be great. So be here if you can next week. Invite your friends, your small groups to be here. But the really big thing will be to be here the week following and celebrate that, and to be here and to listen to him preach on Easter Sunday, and to bring your friends with you on that day to celebrate. Speaking of Easter, we will have 2 services here on Saturday. So remember that, 2 services on Saturday. We don't have enough room and space in the two services on Sunday for everybody to be here. And to clear the parking lots and take care of the children's ministry, our times are different on Sunday. So check that out for the Saturday options. Check that out for the Sunday times. And get your friends here. And let's invite them to be here for that. There's going to be a prayer team up after the service if you need prayer. Here's what I want to do. I want to pray for Matt. And I'll pray for all of you. And then let's be back Sunday and celebrate what God's doing. Let's pray. Father, it has been the greatest privilege just to be a part of this congregation. And Father, but here's what we know. Whether we're a part of Rocky Mountain Christian Church or not, we are a part of your kingdom. And your kingdom is much bigger than the walls of this place. And so, Father, I am grateful for the time, but I am so excited about what you're going to do through all of these people, what you're going to do through Matt. And Father, I pray that next week as people come back and they affirm that vote, I pray that it will be just a declaration of they are in with you, in with your grace, in with your love, and ready to share that with our community. And so, Father, bless Matt, bless Vanessa, bless the family, and bless this church. And Father, we do pray that the best is yet to come. It's in Jesus' name we pray.